Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophet Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and check the neighbor, Tebow, and tweet him, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of quick announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. And we thank God for our apostle and our pastor, Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for him, who's her husband. Amen. The preachingest man, amen, that I know. And we want to encourage you to come on in and partner with us. Glory to God. You know, in partnering with us, you get a lot of stuff in partnering with us. You don't just get, you know, put on our personal prayer list. That's one of the things that you'll get. But you'll be put on our personal prayer list. Glory to God. And then you'll also receive Moments in the Spirit that's done by Minister Michelle Wilson, an awesome, awesome woman of God who does a 2-minute clip to jumpstart your Monday. You can get it, amen, by email. You can get it on your Facebook or however you want to receive it. I'll just put it like that, leave it up to you. Amen. Yes, you can have it your way. So I encourage you to come on in and partner with us. You'll get all this. Plus, on top of that, you'll also get Midweek Manna done by Sister Sheila, who does a fantastic job with the Midweek Manna. My God, remember when he fed them from on high? He gave them manna from on high? Amen. That's just what it is, manna from on high. So I encourage you to come on in and partner with us, and you'll receive all this glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And we also want to encourage you. If you want a mentor, a teacher, amen, you want somebody to help you to get to that next level that God is calling you to, a powerful and pastor also do that. Glory to God. They do counseling, amen, whatever the need may be, amen. They pray with you, amen. They see what God is saying to you, glory to God, and they will help you to get on that right track of straight street so you can go on down the road and do what God is calling you to do. So I encourage you, if you want to become, amen, part of the WOW team, go ahead and hit them up on Facebook. You can inbox Pastor Rouse on Facebook, or you can inbox Apostle Rouse, amen, Apostle Yvonne Rouse on Facebook, but it's on there, so have Prophetess Yvonne Rouse. She has 2 pages, so you can go and hit her up on Facebook, amen, and let them know that you want to become a part of the circle to see what God is doing and see where God is taking us, because just the first of this year, God has done some miraculous things, and we look for God to do even more, glory to God, concerning his kingdom, because we ought to be kingdom-minded people. Amen. We want to glorify the Lord, not glorify our pockets, but to glorify the Lord. And what we do should be done, amen, in spirit and in truth, as glorifying the kingdom of God, to move forward for others to come in, amen, to others to give their life to Christ. So I encourage you to come on in and hear what God is saying and see what God wants to do in your life. Amen. Now, if you move on down just a little bit further, glory to God, we have, amen, Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord, where Apostle and Pastor tag team the devil. They, amen, they put him on the run every Tuesday night. They don't give him a break, and you shouldn't give the devil a break. He ain't going to give you no break, so they don't give him a break, glory to God. And it comes on every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I don't want you to miss it. Go ahead and mark your calendar. Amen. If you're like me, you like to write stuff down. So if you miss it, then amen, just hit me up on Facebook. They'll go over to God. And I know some of you, you know, you can text me, amen, and I'll let you know what you missed. Glory to God. Because some say, well, I don't have a Facebook page. I understand. It's okay. Just hit me up, and I will give you the information that you need. Because I don't want you to miss it in this season. You know, whatever God's doing in this season, I don't want him to do it without me, and I hope you don't want him to do it without you. Glory to God. But they come on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with One Word from the Lord. Amen. And then if you move on down, amen, on our Saturday show, amen, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, an awesome woman of God who can pray the house down. If you missed her on yesterday, you missed a treat. Amen. She came over, amen, on my show, and she was a guest speaker and did a fantastic job. She also put the devil on the run. By the time she gets to praying, he ain't got no room left to say or do nothing. So if you missed it on yesterday, you missed a treat, but you can also go on the my page, amen, Prophetess Martha Williams, and you can hear it, go back and hear it on demand. All of the shows are recorded, and you can hear them on demand. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further on Sunday, I am Prophet Martha Williams. Glory to God. I come on, amen, at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2 o'clock, amen. I hope don't charge it to me. Charge it to me. God's still working on my heart. It's 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, if I make no mistake. Those times will get you confused sometimes. But anyway, you can go on, amen, click on the Facebook page. Friends, go ahead and text them and let them know I'm on now. Glory to God. And I want to encourage you, amen. If you need prayer, amen, you press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen, glory to God. I will bring you in for prayer. So this is a show, amen, that you can come in and you can get your prayer needs met. It holds up to 50 people. We could have 50 callers on the lines, glory to God. All of the shows holds up to 50 people. So you can't say now that I can't get in to get my prayer needs met. You can get in when you fit in, glory to God. If you press the 1 and you can come in, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. We thank God for all the announcements. Keep those announcements in mind. If you miss something, you know, charge it to me. Hey, God's still working on my heart. Glory to God. Because I want you to get in, amen, on the ground floor in this year, you know. Don't use the same lame, I said lame excuse, amen. Because that same excuse that crippled you last year, don't let it cripple you this year by saying I don't have anybody to help me and I know I got to do better. You know, that's dead. You know, that is dead. You're in a new year, so you ought to be that same lame excuse you had last year. You ought to kill it and put it on out the pastor. Amen. And just come on in and get what God got for you. Amen. Glory to God. Enough said. If you have a prayer request, go ahead and press the 1. I will bring you in the beginning, and I will also bring you in the end if you want to wait. Glory to God. But you don't have to tell your name, but I encourage you to just tell me where you're calling from, because I would like to know what part of the world we're reaching through, amen, Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, glory to God, because we're all under the same umbrella. So that's why I said that, glory to God. We stand as one in Jesus Christ, glory to God. So I encourage you, if you need prayer, you can press the 1 now, or when I get through with the preaching, amen, and the teaching, and doing what God is calling me to do, I'll bring some in at the end also. Glory to God. Now, with all that said, amen, just hold it right there. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead, amen, open up with prayer, and we're going to get in the Word of God and see what the Spirit of the Lord has to say in this season. Go ahead and turn in your Bibles to chapter 5 of Acts. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for this glorious day that you've made, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for all those that were caught in the storm, oh God, those that lost loved ones in the storm, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord, that you will strengthen them, Lord God, strengthen their minds, God, strengthen their hearts, God, and let them know, Lord God, that you're still with them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you say you'll never leave them nor forsake them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, whatever provisions that they need, Lord, we calling in right now in the mighty name of Jesus from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God, to bring in the provisions that they need, Lord God, in their family, Lord God, the loved ones that are sick, Lord God, and shut in, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray for them, oh Lord God, right now, Lord, that you would send, Lord God, someone by to each and every nursing home, each and every hospital, Lord God, to bring an encouraging word, Lord God, to them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bring forth the word of God to let them know, Lord God, that you love them, Lord God, no matter what. You have not turned your back on them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for the children, Lord God, and the children's children, Lord God, of this world, Lord. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they find you, Lord God, that they turn back to you, Lord God, just as their parents have prayed for them, Lord. Those that are going astray, in the name of Jesus, we call them back into the fold right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every backslider, God, every backsliding parent, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we call them back right now to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and glory to God. Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we ought to be yet praying for our young people, you know, and I always talk about our young people. Amen. Yes, I classify myself as one of those young people, of course. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we ought to be praying for our young people. You know, sometimes we see young people, and then sometimes, you know, people lash out and they start talking about them. You know, I just say, you know, I don't know this young generation. You know, I just don't know. But you know what? We got to get on our knees for the young generation and the old generation, because the old generation trying to be young, glory to God. Haven't you seen it? My God. You know, it's something. The old generation trying to be young now. They need to stay in their place, because they need to be helping. Amen. The younger generation to come up. But instead, hallelujah, they trying to live on their level. Glory to God. So I encourage you all to pray for the young generation and the old generation, glory to God, that they would get in their places to help the young generation. Because that's where we are now, glory to God. You know, so many times the Christians, you know, we ought to be at a higher calling, glory to God. So we got to learn how to pray. You know, and the Bible said pray without ceasing. Glory to God. That means you yet always pray. Even when you're out in your car, you're riding, somebody cut in front of you, pray. Don't cuss. Pray. Glory to God. If you go in the grocery store and the cashier ain't acting right and somebody, amen, bump into your buggy, amen, don't cuss them out. Pray. Glory to God. You know, and that's what the Bible means, pray without ceasing. When you're out on the highway, glory to God, and you see people driving in and out and looping in and out in one side of your road, on your side of the road, don't do that, glory to God. Don't lash out. Pray. Because now is the time to pray without ceasing. It's been time for us to pray. God is calling us back to that prayer right there. Holy God. Glory to God. Well, when you remember when you first got saved, amen, you would pray all the time. Every time you turn around, you pray. You would eat your piece of chicken, you're praying. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You take a drink, amen, of milk, water, whatever, juice, and you're praying. Glory to God. But now you have lost that zeal to pray. Glory to God. Well, he's calling us back for such a time as this to pray. God, we need to pray for our nation. We need to pray, hallelujah, that everything will be all right. We need to pray, hallelujah, for our presidents. Glory to God. We need to pray, hallelujah. You know, sometimes you get so caught up in this traditional thing, you know, well, I do pray, Lord. I pray yesterday. I pray Monday. Well, today is Sunday, hallelujah. How much more? Amen. He said pray without ceasing, so you should be praying all the way, all the way, all the way, and don't stop. It's a nonstop faith. Glory to God. And we shall pray. So I encourage you with these encouraging words on today, just pray. Glory to God. Let's go ahead and get into our message on today. My God, you should be there by now at chapter 5, hallelujah, of Acts. Glory to God. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. That means they sold some property. And I'm going to say to you the title of this message today, don't hold back. Now, you know, sometimes we hear a message, glory to God, and then all of a sudden, okay, well, I've heard that before. Well, you know, each time God ought to bring you some new revelation in it. Because each time I read this, he brought me some new revelation in it, glory to God. It ain't script. It's revelation. That's when you got relationships, hallelujah. That's when you fellowship with him, and he'll give you new revelation every time, glory to God. So, in other words, they sold some property. They had their own property, so they sold some property. Let's see what happened on number 2, verse 2. And kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and bought a certain part, and laid it at the apostles. Now, see, amen, glory to God. They just bought some of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. Don't you know, amen, God knows what you got. He knows everything that you got. He made you. So don't you think he knows what you got? He knows what you got. He knows what you ain't got. He knows what you can do. He knows what you can't do. Amen. He knows it all because he's everywhere. You know, if he's sitting high and look low, don't you know he can see you? He sees you when you're sleeping. Amen. And he ain't Santa Claus. Glory to God. Come on, man. Glory to God. He's Jesus Christ, the Lord, thy God. Come on, man. He can see you, amen. He knows what you got. He knows what you got to do with. He knows what you got to work with. He knows how much you make on your job. He knows how much you don't make on your job. He knows what you do and what you make on your job. So come on, man, okay? You can't hold back on God. Come on. Glory to God. Let's move on down just a little bit further. But Peter said, Ananias, why have Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? You see, he asked him why. You know, it is funny sometimes. You know, money make people act funny. It's not, you know, it's not the money. It's the love of it. When you love money so much that you will do anything to get it, glory to God. You're willing, amen, to hold back your tithes and your offering, amen, lying to the Holy Ghost. Now, well, you know what, Lord, I ain't got but this much, Lord. Don't you know he see it, amen, in your prayers, glory to God. He see it when you get ready to go up there to the table, amen, on Sunday and put your little $2 in there, and you got a $5. I'm going to keep this $5. I'm going out to eat. He sees that. Now, supposing God asks you for the more. When you give God the more, amen, and you keep the less, glory to God. Because let me enlighten you on something. You know, amen. You know, you will be, God will reward us according to how you give. Glory to God. He will reward you according to how you give. He's going to reward you according to your faith. So be it unto you. That's what he said in the word of God. So he sees you, amen. Well, you know what? I'm going to hold this right here, Lord. I ain't going to give you this right here. I got to go, I'm going by here, and I want this candy bar. So I'm going to go over here and buy this $5 meal. You know, get this $5 fill up. Glory to God. Amen. That's what you say. But you know what? You know, when you go and you do that, when you give God the more, he's already made the way, amen, for you to get what you need. He has already made the way, and even if you go to a restaurant or wherever you may go, he already made the way for them to give you even the more for you to have enough, amen, for the next time. That's when you got to believe. You got to put your faith to work. Your faith has action. You know, it has a corresponding action. Put your faith to work on this year. Don't let nobody tell you that it don't work, because that thing worked, glory to God. I was telling someone the other day, you know, I remember when I was in school, amen. Y'all may have heard the testimony, amen, but it's okay. You know, you repeat it, amen, thing, so you make sure, amen, you get it. I got it, glory to God. You know, because what's for you is for you. It can't nobody steal it, glory to God. You can stop it, amen, but can't nobody steal it. Amen, glory to God. I was going to school, amen, this particular place, and I'm like, okay, Lord, now you know what? I put all my money in the gas tank coming in here, and Lord, I'm just hungry. I said, you know what? I said, Lord, I am, and I had to stay over at this place. And I'm like, okay, Lord. I said, okay. I said, all right, but I'm just going to go on about my merry way. And do you know when I walked out, amen, out the door, the wind was blowing. The wind blew this money. It blew this money right straight to me. It was a crowd of people standing around. It was just like they were all in slow motion. It's just like they were just moving in slow motion. No one looked down. I looked down, amen, and picked it up. Now tell me, he said he won't free figure. Just think about when he told Elijah to go down by the brook, glory to God. And he set the raven to feed him, glory to God. He didn't go hungry. He sent that money straight to me to feed me, glory to God. As soon as I spoke it out of my mouth, it came to pass, glory to God. Because I know, Lord knows, whenever you get your money, you need to learn how to pay your tithes and your offering. You sit down and you do this and you do that. You do this, you do that. Yes, you pay this and pay that. Yes. Your main focus, amen. I know you may have gotten in some debt, glory to God, amen, hallelujah. But you know, God will get you out. But you know what you have to do. And I remember someone telling me this. You know, you have to learn how to sow your way out, glory to God. You say, okay, Lord, I'm putting this seed down, Lord God. I'm sowing my way out of this bill, Lord. I'm putting this seed down, Lord. I'm sowing my way out of this bill. You know, and when you begin to do that, God will begin to come in and he'll fix what's been messed up. Glory to God. So, see, they were trying to hide. They lied to the Holy Ghost. You know, when you sin against man, you know, God can help you. But when you sin against the Holy Ghost, it ain't nobody can help you. Glory to God. My God, my God. So you got to learn how to sow your way out, glory to God. Even if you only have $10, glory to God, to give. So, Lord, this is all I got right here to give, Lord. I'm sowing this on behalf of me needing an increase in my finances. But now, you know, here's the thing. Whenever he gets you to that point, then you got to learn how to sow more. You know, it don't belong to us anyway. You know, and where's your faith? If you don't believe that God can give you any more, well, guess what? You ain't going to get no more. And it starts where? With your money. You know, so many people, you know, get tired of and they holding on now. They talking about economy and all this different stuff. I ain't worried about none of that. You don't shouldn't be worried about none of that either. If you believe in God, you've been in the church somewhere, hallelujah, 30 and 40 years under the same ministry, hearing the same word for all them years, and then you ain't got no faith, glory to God. Well, you better check yourself, because this is the season where you're going to need faith, amen, to walk into some places. You're going to need some faith, amen, to get what you want to get, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Now, see, they kept it back. Let's get back on track. They kept it back, kept that part of it, and they lied to the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Let's move to four. While it is remained, was it not thine own? He was telling them, hold up, it was yours. Let's finish reading this. And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. You know, he said, hold up, wait a minute. Glory to God. Amen. I wanted to read that. Amen. Double, double. You know, it was theirs in the beginning to give. They didn't make them sell it. They didn't ask them to sell it. They just wanted them, amen, to bring it, be honest, bring it and give it to them, you know, on their own. They didn't make them do it. Glory to God. They didn't call them out and say, y'all had to sell y'all land. Y'all got to come in and give us. No. It was up to them because others did that. Amen. You read in chapter, in the Acts of chapter 4. But some of the others did that. They brought theirs in willingly and gave it to them, and they helped those people who were in need. Glory to God. We talked about this on last week. Glory to God. And see, they didn't make them do it. They had the option to sell it and do what they wanted to do with it. They did it on their own. But, I mean, if you ain't going to do the right thing, then why are you going to come and lie to God? You ain't got to come and lie to God. Glory to God. If you ain't going to do it and do it wholeheartedly, yeah, amen, just keep it. Glory to God, keep it. Because guess what? You got already, hallelujah, cursed your seed. Glory to God. And, you know, they always say, yeah, he'll take it from a grouch. Yeah, you know they ain't going to turn it down. Glory to God. But your seed ain't going to have no effect. Glory to God. It ain't going to grow nothing. It's just going to be stagnated because of what you're doing. Glory to God. And how you get it. When you give freely, glory to God. Whomever you may give something to, give freely. Don't give grudging heartily. But I'm going to tell you something, glory to God. You may not think that they know, but I'm going to tell you something. They can feel when you're giving grudge heartily, glory to God. They can definitely tell, glory to God, when you ain't giving, amen, all you're supposed to give. They can tell when you don't really, really want to give it. Whenever you give somebody something, people know. I was looking, amen, at this lady one day, and she was saying, you know, the Lord told her to give this bracelet that she had on. Well, when she pulled it off and she didn't really want to give it, she kept saying, well, Lord, man, I like this bracelet. I just give it. But he said, give it, glory to God. Well, you know what she did? She gave the bracelet, glory to God. And when she gave the bracelet, she kept complaining so about the bracelet. Amen. It's just like when she gave it, she didn't let it go. So guess what God did? God told the lady to give it back to her. My God, ain't that something, glory to God. So she went and she gave, she said, well, you know what? I don't know what, you know, going on, but the Lord told me to give this back to you. So in other words, you see, amen. You see what God will do? Glory to God. See, they know. God knows. Amen. And he had her to go back and give the bracelet back to her. She said, the Lord told me to give this back to you. I guess you needed it more than I did. So she went back and gave it back to her. And she said she was just so embarrassed because she didn't let it go. So when you give something, amen, to the ministry, and when you pay your tithes and offerings, don't think about what they're doing with it. Glory to God. It's okay. Glory to God. Because, see, it's yours. God tell you to give your tithe, amen, seed. Glory to God. Don't worry about that. Just know that it ain't in your hands, amen. After that, the blood ain't on your hands. It don't matter. Because, you know, the lights have to stay on. Amen. Glory to God in the sanctuary. Glory to God. There's you have heat, amen, and all that. Amen. And they ain't going to say, well, you know what? I come to pay my bill by the power of the Holy Ghost. No, they're going to be looking for some money. Glory to God. Amen. So, you know, don't worry about that. Glory to God. Let's see what happened to them. that Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost, and great fear came on all of them that heard these things. Amen. Glory to God. My God, my God. You see, he fell down and gave up the ghost. That means he died because he lied. See, you have to be careful and understand what I'm reading here. This is New Testament church. You know, I know you said, well, back in the day, they were opening up, you know, God would open up holes and swallowing them up. Yes. But look at this. They gave up the ghost. They didn't have a choice but to give it up because they had not lied to the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Now, don't you, how do you feel? Amen. If you say, well, Lord, I'm doing all I can do. I'm paying my tithes. I'm paying my offering, Lord God, and this is all I got. But God sees you with them hundreds stuck back there, you know. Now, we told 50s and hundreds. We ain't going to talk no $2 and $10. Come on, saints, glory to God. And we going to talk the 50s and only up, glory to God. We ain't going to be like that. We ain't going out like that. You know, we young kids say, we ain't punking out like that this year. Amen, glory to God. We going to have what God says. That we can have, glory to God, hallelujah. And you see what happened to him, amen, he fell down, glory to God, and gave up the ghost because he was lying to the Holy Ghost, amen, he fell because he lied, glory to God. Let's move on down to 6. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. Let's move to 7. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wives, not knowing what was done, came in. See, they got curious. You know, they had already plotted this before she left home. You know, he told her. But you understand right here. He told her, okay, this is what we're going to say. Okay, how much we sold our land for. Well, see, God made man the head. Let's get into that just a tad here. Okay, God made man the head. But he said, follow me as I follow Christ. And what Paul said, well, if you were following Christ and going to lie to the Holy Ghost, I'm not going to put up with that lie. Come on, man. Hey, women, if he say he don't want to pay his tithes and offerings, well, honey, if you don't want to pay yours, then that's going to be on you. Glory to God. That ain't finna be on no us. That ain't no us's whenever we come down to paying our tithes and offerings. No, I'm going to pay mine, and then God's going to deal with you. Because I ain't going to spend my money over here and let you spend it paying everything you need to pay, and I'm holding on, and I can't pay my tithes and offerings. No, it ain't no us's. It's you. God's going to deal with you because you ain't paying your tithes and offerings. Because, you know, that curses your whole household. You curse yourself. So you don't want to do that. I'm going to still pay my tithes and offerings. I will pay my tithes and offerings before, and I'm going to pay them now, okay? Not now. I'm going to pay them now, right now, okay? So, you know, you have to be careful about that. When you're following someone, you got to make sure that they're following Christ. You know, if they lying to the Holy Ghost, you shouldn't want to be a part of that. Glory to God. If I got it over here, hold up, Lord, I need to pay my tithes, whether, you know, I got it or not. Now, I understand you want to pay, you want to keep your lights on. Yes, God understands. He'll make a way for that. Glory to God. But when God gets you to a point where you can, then you need to do that. Glory to God. Don't let, amen, I hear you. Don't let no husband tell you to lie to the Holy Ghost because that ain't going to work. That, you know, every club got to sit on his own bottom. Glory to God. That means when you go before a judgment seat, glory to God, he ain't going to say, well, you know what? Your husband didn't pay his tithes and his offering. Glory to God. He ain't going to put it all on that husband. He going to say, hold up, wait a minute. You had the option to pay your tithes and offering, and you didn't, glory to God. So why you didn't pay yours? He didn't pay him. Come on now. Who God going to get? Glory to God. So you still got to pay your tithes and offering. So don't hold back on God. You know, if you don't hold back on God, he won't hold back on you. Glory to God. He won't withhold no good thing back from you. Let's move on down, amen, just a little bit further. Glory to God. Now, see, she came in after 3 hours because he hadn't came back and everything. You know, women get kind of curious. Well, I wonder, where is he? You know, I mean, okay, you know, they have no phone like you got now, a cell phone. Hello, honey, where you at? No, they ain't got that. Glory to God. No, they ain't got the cuffs with the 2 strings. Y'all know how they used to do it. Amen. Glory to God. No, they ain't got that. Glory to God. So she decided that she would go over there. Let me go see what happened. So, see, they had already plotted it. So when she went, amen, over there, this is what happened, number 8. And Peter answered unto her, tell me, glory to God, whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. She said, this amount. Okay. See, she's not knowing what can happen to her wonderful, amen, spouse, glory to God. She's not knowing what had happened to her wonderful spouse while she was over there in the house waiting on him to come back, thinking that was all it was going to be when she, he'd go over there and say that was it. But no, that wasn't it. That wasn't the end of the story. See, whenever she didn't see, he didn't come back in 3 hours, then guess what? She had to go and look for him. She wanted to go, okay, let me go see what's going on, you know? Amen. But I know she really hated that she went over there, glory to God. But you know, God is everywhere. It wouldn't have mattered because it'll call up with, catch up with you sooner or later. Because the word said, be sure you'll see and we'll find you out to, glory to God. So when you sin against the Holy Ghost, amen, you may think people don't see, amen, they may not see, but you know what, God still sees you. It doesn't matter. It's going to find you sooner or later. Let's move on. Zephaniah, then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. So he was telling her, them same people, them same men that came in here when your husband fell down, he told us that story. No, I'm sorry. He told us that lie, glory. They wait to carry you out also. So how could you let him tell you that? Now, if she'd have went in there, amen, with the truth, her life probably would have been, her life would have been spared. But she went in there with that same thing. See, he wasn't following Christ like that, glory to God. See, you got to be careful, amen. You can't let nobody make you lie for nothing, glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody make you lie for nothing. You got the Spirit of the Lord in you. You got to tell the truth, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, it's something now how people will tell one lie to cover up another one and tell another one to keep covering, glory to God. Are we perfect? No, we're not perfect. But don't lie to the Holy Ghost. You see what happened to Ananias and Sapphira, glory to God. They fell down, gave up the gold, died, they rolled them up and took them out, buried them side by side. So if you paying your tithes and offerings and you're doing what you need to do, amen, in the ministry, then you better keep doing, glory to God. If he ain't going to do what he needs to do, then you better be praying and asking God to help him. Ask God to bring him up. Say, Lord, I don't know what happened to this man, Lord, but you got to fix him, Lord, because he's trying to make me go against the Holy Ghost. I'm not going to lie against the Holy Ghost. God, I can't lie against you, Lord God, because I love you, dear Lord. You better begin to cry out for your spouse, glory to God, not follow him, because I say again, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. If he ain't following Christ, then you don't have to follow that, glory to God. You know how many times, amen, people get so tied up in tradition, and you hear them, you know, and I've heard all stories, glory to God, hallelujah. I've heard all of them, you know what, well, that's your husband, you're supposed to follow him. Not if he's following the wrong, he's following the devil, I'm not going to follow him, because they ain't finna wind my feet up and take me out, glory to God. If he ain't following Christ, then glory to God, you don't have to, glory to God. Now, come on now, glory to God. So you need to do, ladies, what you got to do, glory to God. Follow me as I follow Christ. If I ain't following Christ, then don't you follow me. In other words, don't follow me. He said, as I follow Christ. As I'm going along this journey following Jesus Christ, then that's who you follow, glory to God. If I'm preaching the real word of God, the truth about the word of God, hallelujah, then you follow. But if I ain't, then don't you follow. Don't follow. Let's move on down. Then, amen, glory to God, fell she down straightway after his feet and yield up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move on down to 11. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. Don't you know? Yeah, they got scared. Glory to God. Ain't that something to scare you? Glory to God. You know, you are to have fear, a reverential fear of the Holy Ghost. Have reverential fear of what God can do, but not what man can do. You know, because men don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. Glory to God. You always watch and you pray, yes. But you don't have a fear, amen, of what men can do to you. And they tell you, well, you know what, you don't belong here. You know, you're not a Christian and this and that. And you're not called by God. You're not ordained by God. You don't worry about none of that. Glory to God. You know, we got to learn how to get past people. That's the thing. Sometimes people hold you up from your journey. I know, you know, people hold you up from your journey. When you get ready to journey and go and get in Jesus Christ, you know, people are going to come against you because they don't want to see you do better. Glory to God. They want to see you at your worst, and they want to keep you at your worst, but they don't want to see you to do better. But, oh, let me tell you, on this day, we cut them spirits loose from you right now. Glory to God. I'm telling you, we're on a team of people who don't mind sharing, who don't mind helping you to get to where you got to go. Glory to God. Ain't the jealous bone in their body. Glory to God. They will share it. Glory to God. They'll help you. Glory to God. They'll get some stuff broke off you. Glory to God. They'll put you in the right place. Amen. They'll help you get under the right people or do whatever it is you need to do. Glory to God. They ain't jealous. And I can say, hallelujah, that's the truth. Amen. That's the gospel, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on down on 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Glory to God. Let's move on down to 13. And of the rest, thus no man joined himself to them, but the people magnified them. In other words, glory to God, they didn't join themselves to them, but guess what? They respected them. When they heard about what happened, they respected them. You know, they didn't come against them saying, well, you know what, y'all go ahead, you know how they were doing miracle signs and wonders, and then Ananias and Sapphira fell dead, and they didn't say, well, you know what, there was just something wrong with them. You know, they killed them over there. Them evil people, them witches and warlocks over there. Come on now, they didn't say that, glory to God. After they saw that, they believed, glory to God. They didn't go and try to persecute them or nothing, glory to God. And they just believed them, and they respected them, glory to God. And as to who they were, the apostles of the living God, they respected them. Ain't that something? You got to learn how, amen, glory to God, to respect another man's ministry. You got to learn how to respect another woman's ministry. You got to respect them, amen, how God is using them, glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't just say, well, you know what, God ain't used them to say that. Glory to God. Well, you know, you just say, well, amen, Lord, I'm just telling you what, Lord. I pray for them, God. Whatever they need, then, Lord, I know you'll give it to them. You got to learn how to have respect for people. Glory to God. And respect another man's ministry. My ministry may be totally different from what you do. Glory to God. But I know, amen, who's living on the inside of me. I know what God called me to do. Glory to God. And if you don't think he called, then, hey, that's you. But the one thing about it, learn how to respect another man's ministry. See, they respected the apostles, and they just magnified them. Glory to God. They did. Glory to God. Let's move on, amen, just a little bit further. And in so much that they brought forth the sick unto the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overthrow some of them. You see, they respected him, and after that, Ananias and Sapphira deal, don't you know they believed him? And they said there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, we own 16, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. See, they believed, amen, and the apostles after that, after Ananias and Sapphira fell dead, come on, they believed in Jesus Christ, glory to God. Don't you know something, when things happen, it should make a believer out of some people, but you know, sometimes it doesn't, glory to God. And the Well, you know, the doctor did this and the doctor did that. Yes, God put doctors in place. But without God giving them doctors the wisdom and knowledge, amen, in their hands to be able to contain, to know, to do things and put the healing in their hands, they can't do it. You know, everything centers around Jesus Christ. You know, and just like the world revolves, it turns around. Everybody talking about, you know, how it spins around. Well, come on now. Everything revolves around who? Jesus Christ. Because if it had not been for the Lord, oh, my God. God, that was on their side. He saw fit to put healing in their hands. He saw fit to put healing, amen, to help them to create medicines that will heal, hallelujah, glory to God. Everything revolves around Jesus Christ, glory to God. So you better know, it ain't them, glory to God, and it ain't man, it's Jesus Christ. But that's where we are now, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because of the one that died on Calvary for us, glory to God. God gave his only son because he saw fit for us as people, hallelujah. Oh, my God, to be saved, hallelujah. So that's where, because it all revolves around Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Can you flow with that? See, they were so happy, amen, glory to God. And as they saw the apostles and the miracles and the wonders, the signs that they were doing, they believed and they went back and got all grandmama and them. They got all grandmama with all the arthritis she had. They went back and got all those that couldn't walk, those that had the evil spirits in them. They went back, glory to God, and got all them, hallelujah, that couldn't talk. They went back and got and tell them to come and lay hands on them. All they said was, glory to God. We gonna take them. Let's come on, y'all. Let's go down the road. Let's take them and put them in there in their presence when they walk by. Let them there and shadow heal and check free those that are vexed with a spirit. Hallelujah. Oh my God. I'm depression. Hallelujah. When they walk by, let those be healed. Hallelujah. With their spirit in fidelity, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And those that walk by, hallelujah. Oh my God, when they walk by, it brought them off the couches, they were healed. It brought them off those burdens they were laying on. Hallelujah. It brought those that have been on crutches. Can you see them getting out of wheelchairs being healed? Just a very shadow of their healing. Glory to God, the apostles. My God, my God. Can you see them now, hallelujah, how they got up out of the streets? The lame woke. Deaf ears came open. Blinded eyes came open. Can you see them, hallelujah? Walk in the spirit and look at them, how they got up, hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Let's go to 17. Glory to God. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. You see, they were mad, glory to God. Ain't that something, hallelujah. How you can be mad sometimes, people get mad of other people's ministry just because all they want to do is get them healed. All they want to do is get people set free. All they want to do, amen, is bring them out of darkness and help them to walk in God's light. All they want to do, hallelujah, is put them on their road so they can go with a man named Jesus, hallelujah, and be saved and they can be taken to heaven when it's time, when it's judgment day, hallelujah. And then these Sadducees, these sad people, hallelujah, get mad of other people's ministry. My God, hallelujah. That's what the difference between religious people, amen, and people who really know Jesus Christ, hallelujah, as the Lord their God, as their personal Savior. We're living in a time now where you better know him for yourself, hallelujah. Don't follow no one today, Father Christ. I'm saying to you in this 2017, if there's anybody you need to cut loose, cut them loose now. If they ain't talking and walking the way you need them to walk, cut them loose, glory to God. Don't be another Ananias for Pharaoh, glory to God. That's lying to the Holy Ghost, my God, my God. You might have started the year off wrong, hallelujah, but not, amen, get it like you should, but it's okay. We ain't gone yet, glory to God. So come on back, repent, pick it up, get up, hallelujah, and begin on your next paycheck, glory to God, to give Jesus Christ, amen, what belongs to pay your tithes and your offering. My God, my God. If you're expecting a big return on your money, then you got to be able to give, hallelujah. Give, hallelujah. He said, you give, hallelujah, and I rebuke the devourer. You know, something may come along and want to eat up your seed, hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, God will already have something in place for you. Amen. Glory to God. You may have to pay out some money. Glory to God. But that's okay. God's going to increase your amen. He's going to brand you even more. But it's time now, glory to God, to get up. Hallelujah. Those followers, they ain't following Jesus Christ. My God, my God. Hallelujah. And he said, you see, he's over there getting mad because all they were doing was healing people. Amen. And setting them free. And they didn't like it. Hallelujah. That's the difference between fellowship, glory to God, a relationship. Hallelujah. And religion. Hallelujah. Which would you have today? You got fellowship and relationship, or are you religious? Glory to God. Because he wants to see all, amen, brought out of bondage, amen, and walking in his marvelous light, oh, hallelujah. So you can walk freely and proclaim the word of God, of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Oh, my God. The apostles didn't say nothing of it. They just kept on moving. You got to learn how to keep on moving, glory to God. Although they may not like you when you go in a place, although they may not like you when you're teaching in a place, although they may not like you if you're preaching in a place, although they may not like you, glory to God, if you stand for the word of God, although they may come against you, but you got to know who you serve and who you belong to, glory to God. Oh, my God, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, because all they want to do, glory to God, is come against you and then get you off track, then get you cursing them out and talking about them, amen, glory to God, and you know what, she thinks she's something, or he thinks he's something, whatever, then guess what? But you don't curse yourself by going off of them for this year. Amen. Make a pact. I ain't telling you to make no New Year's revolution, but make a pact. Hallelujah. You're going to learn how to walk away even the more. Hallelujah. Don't worry about who they say you are, but if you know who you are and who you belong to. Hallelujah. You got to come before the throne room boldly, proclaiming the word of God. Hallelujah. It don't matter to get mad with you about healing. It don't matter to get mad with you about teaching. It don't matter to get mad with you about preaching. Go Glory to God. Just know who you belong to. My God, my God. Because we're living in this world, hallelujah, but we're not to be a part of this world. We belong to Jesus Christ and none other. My God, my God. Amen. Glory to God. Let's move just a little bit further. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God. And laid their hands on the apostles and put them in common prison. Oh, my God. See, people will put you in prison with their mouth. Glory to God. Yes, they will. They may not put you in prison. Amen. Put lock the door and all that good stuff and throw the key away, but they can show and put you in there with their mouth. Glory to God. They can tear you up with their mouth. And you could tear them up, glory to God, with your mouth. So this year, we're going to be careful. You know, as I always say, my pastor say, you know, guard your ear gates. Glory to God. And you know, I used to think, I'm like, we got real gates, you know, to our ears. But then I understood it better by and by. Glory to God. Yes, you got to guard what's going in your ears. You got to guard what you're saying out your mouth. You just got to guard it. You got to ask God to help you. Amen. You know, it said no man can tame the tongue. Yes, that's true. Amen. No man can tame the tongue. Yes. But you know what? There's one that can help you. Glory to God. Because sometimes I know there's some stuff I be willing to say, and I'm like, he's uh-uh. He said, don't do it. He said, don't do it. Don't do it. When he said, don't do it, don't do it, I just walk away, glory to God. I said, oh, Lord, I thank you because it was finna go there. I thank you, Lord. And we're all human, glory to God. So if you ask God, amen, he can help you, glory to God. But you see, amen, they locked them up in prison, glory to God. They come, they want to throw them in prison just because they were doing what they need to do for the Lord, not God. Glory to God. So I encourage you, amen, don't hold back on God, and he won't hold back on you. And another scripture that says, amen, he will withhold no good thing back from you. But if you hold it back on God, then amen, hey, what did that tell you, amen? He can hold back on you. You know, if you planted seeds, amen, in the last year, glory to God, you may not have seen a return. Amen, but it's okay. No, there ain't nothing wrong. Jesus still sits up on the cross of the right hand. He still sits, amen, with God on the right hand of God. Glory to God. And he's still answering, amen. He ain't forgot you. Glory to God. It just said maybe you need to plant a little bit more. You need to go up a little bit higher. Them same seeds that you planted last year, you need to step it up a little bit. Glory to God. Because when you walk, amen, and know who Jesus Christ is, then guess what? You're going to come up a little higher each day. And each time you ought to be growing, not be the same. Them same $2 you paid last year, glory to God, come on now. You ought to be going ahead on up to 20 in your offering, glory to God. And if you pay 20, glory to God, you ought to be coming on up to 20, 25, amen. Glory to God. That's what you do. Each time you try to come up a little higher, I can guarantee you if you look back at it, it'll be something that you can cut out that you really, really don't need. I can guarantee you. Glory to God. If you sit down and look at it, it's something that you can cut out that you really don't need. So just come on up higher. Glory to God. And don't let people put you in prison. Glory to God. Don't let them do it to you. But we serve an on-time God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God that's in season, amen, out of season. He's there all the time. He's everywhere, amen, that we need him to be. Glory to God. So what if they're doing signs, wonders, and miracles? Glory to God. Don't cut them loose with your mouth. You know something. Well, you know what? Yeah, I don't believe it. Well, if you don't believe it, go ahead on then. Don't talk about it. Don't discuss it. Glory to God. You know, watch what you're discussing, amen, with people now. Watch what people try to make you discuss. That's my thing. Glory to God. Watch what people try to make you discuss. Because some of that stuff they discuss, it ain't worth nothing. It ain't worth a quart. Glory to God. I wouldn't give you 15 cents, but I will move you up to a quarter. That stuff ain't worth nothing. Glory to God. You know, and I encourage you on this day. You heard the sound of my voice. Glory to God. You know, we're in a new year, and we're in a new season. Amen. Of God, God moving and doing great and mighty things. And you know, you want to see it. Glory to God. You want to be a part of it. And I encourage you. Amen. And I always encourage that to give. Glory to God. I'm just going to say it like this. Glory to God. I know some people that had got real, real fat last year because they were giving. Glory to God. Amen. My God. They got fat. Glory to God. They kept giving, and I was encouraging them. I said, no, y'all keep giving, give, keep giving. And they got fat. Every time they needed something, it was right there. And they would always call me and say, well, you know what? I said, yeah, tell me about it. And then sometimes I would tell them, you know, what they're going to get and whatever and on, and they would call me, so you know what? I got that. Glory to God. And that's what I'm talking about. Glory to God. You can't beat God giving. You can't beat God giving. And if you haven't been giving your tithes, I'm going to encourage you on this day. Just start now. It doesn't matter. Just start now. It ain't between nobody but you and the Lord. Just start now. Glory to God. Wherever you are, just start now. And watch what God do. We serve an on-time God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God. He ain't delayed, and he ain't forgot. And we don't serve a God with lack either, because everything belongs to him. Nothing belongs to us. Glory to God. Everything. That's what I say. Everything revolves around. The world turns around. But Jesus is turning it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just encourage you on this day to give to the ministry. Glory to God. You can go on Apostle Yvonne page, and she has a PayPal link where you can click on it, amen, and it'll walk you through what you got to do, amen, to give. I encourage you to give, amen, and I won't stop saying it. I'm going to keep saying it, glory to God, because I ain't trying to get nothing from you, amen, glory to God. I'm trying to get something to you, glory to God, because I know what he'll do for you when you give. It makes you feel good when you give like that, too, glory to God. I'm telling you, and if something happens, you say, okay, Lord, well, Lord, I did this, and I planted this, Lord, I planted this, God. I gave this over here, Lord God, and I encourage you, amen. You know, if you know somebody, amen, that's around you, some elderly people, amen, and it's kind of cold, amen, glory to God, just check on them, glory to God. Check on them, glory to God, because there are some that don't have loved ones, and I just encourage you to check on them and see if there's something you can do, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If you desire prayer, amen, at this time, if you would click on, amen, click on the one, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God is good, and he still, amen, sits high, and he looks low, and he's there all the time, not some of the time. We're in a place now where we need to pray more and seek God's face more and know who Jesus is more and, you know, read the Bible more and meditate more on his word, amen, day and night, so we can have success. Some of our success, the reason we haven't got it, yeah, we'll go halfway, and then we'll stop. But this year, hallelujah, you continue, amen, to meditate on his word. Continue to see what the Holy Spirit is saying in his word. Continue, amen. It ain't word to see. Amen. Glory to God. And you'll have, amen, just what you believe in God for. Glory to God. Because sometimes you don't have it because you're praying the wrong prayers. You're not seeking God for what he is. And amen. You're seeking God for always what you want. Just more of me. Amen. Glory to God. Not more of you, Lord, but just more for me. Me, mine. And give me a bigger car. And give me a bill of this, and give me a bill of ranch, God, and give me a bigger bonus fan on my job, Lord God. And yeah, but when you get it, amen, you don't share it. You don't do what you need to do with it. And that's why, amen, sometimes you don't get it because you want it for the wrong reason. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Your motives are wrong, glory to God. So try in this season, amen, to make everything right, glory to God. Amen, and glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to, amen, pray a prayer. Amen. And God's laid on my heart, amen, about the increase, amen, the finances, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, everyone under the sound of my voice, oh God. Father God, I speak an increase on their job. God, I speak an increase like they've never seen before, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, everything has been held up, the increase, Lord, the money, Lord God. Oh, whatever the need may be, oh God. Father God, I speak a release on that right now in the name of Jesus. It shall no longer be held up, God. Every tongue that raised up against it, Lord God, we know you'll cut it down right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, for increase. To everyone that's under the sound of my voice, those that are listening on the airwaves, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and glory to God. When you get your increase, you go back, amen, and click on Apostle Ralph page, it's on Prophetess Yvonne page, amen, and bring an offering. Amen, glory to God. Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the one. Glory to God. I will pray for you if you want me to. Glory to God. Press the one, and I will bring you in at this time. Amen. Glory to God. God is good. God is still good all the time. Glory to God. Just know who you are. You see, this is New Testament church that I just preached. Amen. Glory to God. And I know it's a power. See, you can't hold back on God. Because this song said if you hold back on God, amen, he'll hold back on you. Glory to God. But if you say don't hold back on God and he won't hold back on you, that's a song. Glory to God. So don't, amen, glory to God, hold back on God and he won't hold back on you. Amen. We have a caller. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Caller 701. Amen. You're alive and on the air. Can you tell us where you're calling from?
Dothan, Alabama.
Dothan, Alabama. Yes, ma'am. Could you tell us your prayer request?
My prayer request is for my nephew who's in East Chicago, Indiana. He's in the hospital.
Amen. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Father, you've heard the request, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, that you just go in, Lord, and do a work, Lord God. He's in the hospital. But we know, Lord God, that nothing is impossible for you, Lord. All things are made possible through you, Lord God, to him that believe, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for his strength, Lord. We pray for his mindset to change, Lord, and let him know, Lord God, that you're still in control, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We send the healing, Lord, all the way to Chicago right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And
amen.
Glory to God. Amen. And we thank you for calling.
Amen.
Amen. We want you to come back on the line and give us the report. Amen. Amen. Okay. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is there anybody else who needs prayer? If you do, you can come in at this time. Press the 1 and I'll bring you in. Amen. Glory to God. But I don't see anybody. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and get ready to get out of here. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus in part of your sin, I encourage you to repeat this prayer after me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But before I go, amen, God's telling me to say this, amen, glory to God. There's someone who made a mistake. Now, I'm just telling it like he said, you know what the mistake was. He said, you made a mistake, and this was a big mistake that you made. But he said, yes, you fall down, you get back up. Don't let people, amen, put you in hell, glory to God, because they don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. He said, get back up. Amen. Repent what you've done. Get up, turn around, and come on back and keep on moving with him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But don't do it again. Amen. Walk away from it. Glory to God. You got to learn how to walk away from it. Glory to God. But he's saying you made a big mistake. He says, okay, but just get up, repent, turn around. Don't do it no more. And come on down the road for Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Now, amen. Go ahead on, amen, and get the, amen, woman call, the altar call, amen. If you don't know Jesus as part of your sin, I would like for you to just repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Lord, I repent for everything that I have done. I repent for all the sins that I have committed, Lord God, against you, Father. Father, create in me a clean heart, Lord. Renew in me the right spirit, Lord God. Lord, I commit my life to you on this day. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed, born believer. Don't let nobody fool you. When you confess the Lord as your Savior, then you are saved. Now you are on that road. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God to progress. Hallelujah. In Jesus Christ. You're on that road, glory to God, to get near to the Lord, that God. Amen. As you want to get, oh, glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Get in a Bible-believing church where the Word of God is being taught. Amen. The Word of God is being lived. The Word of God. And take your Bible with you so you can read it. Amen. And understand what they're talking about when you read it. And make sure that they're on the same page that you have in your Bible. Glory to God. So I encourage you, amen. If you don't know, amen, just hit me up on Facebook. We're going to lead you and guide you down the right road. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Now we're going to go ahead on and get ready to get out of here. God is good all the time and all the time. I want to encourage you to get ready for a voice of truth that's coming on next. glory to God, at 6:30. So you just go ahead, amen, and get ready to hear another powerful word coming from Minister Elaine Jackson, glory to God, an awesome woman of God, amen, as she teaches and preaches the word of God. So go ahead and get ready, because she's coming on at 6:30. She's going to give a message in season that's going to move you, glory to God. It's going to move everything out of the way, amen. She give a testimony, amen. They going to, amen, make you light up like a flashlight. We'll just put it like that. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go over and hear her, glory to God. So we have voice. We are, I forgot to announce it at the beginning, but I'm sorry. The charge to my head. God's been working on my heart. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries is coming up next at 6:30. So you got 30 minutes, breathe. Then you can go right over, click on her page, amen, and get her number. Or either you can just click on the link on her Facebook page, and you can hear the message and hear what the Lord is saying out of her mouth on this Sunday. Glory to God. And I encourage you to meet us back here on next Sunday. Now I'm going to go ahead and give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory and with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. Remember to keep God first and don't hold back.